Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. With me today is Michelle Cullen and Patrick Kelly. Michelle and Patrick are faculty of nursing at the University of Calgary, and Patrick is also an affiliate at the Taylor Institute for Teaching and Learning. And I'm really thrilled that they're able to join us today for this podcast because they have developed an innovation that I think all of our listeners will be interested in. They've incorporated a team charter into their leadership course, which they're going to tell us about. And I think this is a really good strategy for any listener that's really want to build more of a team among students and to promote learning, I think, for group projects as well. Michelle and Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today for this podcast.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and how your team came about? And then that I think that'd be a good lead in to the team charter and how you've done that.
Sure. So I have been an instructor in the Faculty of Nursing for 10 years, and my colleague Megan Kirkpatrick and I have taught the pre-licensure nursing leadership course together for the past 3 years. So we're both pretty passionate about providing experiential learning opportunities. So we had students work in teams to develop and present a change proposal for a real life nursing problem. However, we were both familiar with some of the challenges that can occur with student-led projects. So we connected with Patrick, who is an instructional design specialist on campus, to talk about some strategies and tools that could help us successfully implement this group project assignment.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, I've been an instructional designer here at the University of Calgary and with the Taylor Institute for Teaching and Learning for, I guess, over 20 years now. And I focus a lot on course design and creating meaningful student learning experiences. And so working at the Taylor Institute, I spend a lot of time with different disciplines because we reach across campus and helping instructors implement a variety of teaching and learning strategies. And so group work is one strategy that instructors often come to us with and questions about and how best to integrate teamwork. And so the idea of a team charter, or it's often referred to as a group contract as well, it comes up.
I think, Patrick, I think it's really also interesting how the nursing faculty have reached out to you, because I think more of us need to do that for our own courses, reach out to resources on campus. Tell us, Michelle or Patrick, a little bit about how you built Team Charter into your course.
Sure. We implemented the Team Charter, or the Team Project, first of all, because we wanted students to have opportunities to develop and practice their leadership skills while working in a team. However, we've heard from students that they don't really like teamwork for a variety of reasons, such as, you know, one person might get stuck with more work than the others. The loudest voice might determine the direction of the project. And so we wanted to acknowledge that working in teams is not always easy, and that effective teams can overcome challenges and meet their goals. So the team charter provided a framework for students to talk about potential challenges and proactively develop solutions for those. In this way, students were empowered to develop foundational leadership skills, such as collaboration, communication, conflict resolution, and critical thinking. And then they were clearly able to identify their expectations for one another and the desired outcomes for their project. So by using the team charter, students had the tools to positively contribute to their team, their project, and have the potential to be successful in the course and develop their leadership skills for professional practice.
Right. Michelle has mentioned a few key areas around it, this charter being very student-centered. And often when students or instructors use such tools that we would call maybe non-traditional teaching strategies, they encounter student resistance, especially around teamwork. And also, especially where grades are involved. I'm sure we can all think back to a group project or a team project as an instructor or a student and have memories of it, and good and bad memories. So this resistance often comes from those previous negative experiences with teamwork or different expectations between students and the instructor and what the end products and the process looks like. So research has shown a team charter is very helpful in mitigating student resistance and team dysfunction. It's one tool out there. And in this case, the team charter, as we said earlier, was very student-centered. It gave the onus on students to come up with strategies. And it was also strength-based. So it's a growth minus strength-based. What can students bring to the group or team project? And it also provided students an early opportunity to address potential points of conflict.
It's interesting because I don't know the team charter literature at all, but I know the group project literature, and you don't really see team charters discussed within it. Can you tell us a little bit more about team charter and the impact of using it in your course? Just share a little bit more about that if you don't mind.
Yeah, so there are many different types of team charters out there. And some are very, I guess, they're like almost like a charter form that students fill out. But this one is, this particular one contains task-based and relational elements, including a team communication plan, an area to document team member strengths and skills that they can contribute to the success of the team, an overview of common issues that student teams might face during the course of the semester, and guiding questions for students to discuss and outline their strategy to work effectively as a team. The template approach helps students focus on the key aspects of teamwork and engage in problem solving and other collaborative and leadership skills. So using a team charter helps to support the teamwork process, not just the end result. And that process is very important because we're scaffolding that process and we're essentially giving opportunities for students to learn how to function in the team and to resolve their own conflict and, I guess, celebrate their successes as well.
Yes. And as Patrick said, the team charter guided students through the process of team development. And these are sometimes skills that they aren't familiar with. And so they could share their individual strengths as well as their areas for growth, their schedules, and they agreed on how they would communicate with one another and the instructor. And as Patrick mentioned, each component of the team charter included guiding questions. So, and these were questions that were common difficulties that teams had experienced. So these questions help students to engage in some of the difficult conversations that they may not have wanted to bring up on their own. And we actually asked students to document as a team their answers for these guiding questions. And as a result, then each team had a plan that was unique for their needs of the team and fostered ownership for their own leadership development, effective team functioning, and the project outcomes. So I think the other thing that we had them do that was successful was we had them start working on this right at the beginning of the semester. So it was a great opportunity to collaborate right from the start, which really reinforced our course objectives and expectations for our assignments.
And actually, I was going to ask you about that. When did they start it? So they started at the beginning of the course, and then did they use it throughout the course?
Yes. So they actually referred back to that throughout the course to be able to see if their project was on track. If there were conflicts that came up, they would refer back to their team charter to review how they initially identified that they would manage that conflict prior to coming to the instructor. And often, as we can talk about later too, that we had way fewer student groups and individual students come to Megan and I as the instructors with conflict. They were able to work through that as their group using the process that they initially set out.
Can you tell us, are there other benefits for students?
I think the ownership over the team process and the end product was significant. Again, they found their own solutions. This built their individual skill sets, but it also impacted the quality of the end product. Students, like I mentioned, commented that documenting their strategies for how to make decisions about their project or manage conflict helped them stay focused on the end goal. But it was also a way that they were able to kind of manage their own problems and develop some of those communication skills. They also mentioned that having these strategies in place from the beginning actually helped them manage conflict when it arose, that they had strategies in place that could be implemented in the moment instead of trying to identify strategies when the communication was already strained. And the other thing that students commented on was that they felt safe to work on new skills. So they each set a leadership goal and they shared this with the goal in their team charter. And, you know, a good example of this was, and several students selected this goal, was that they identified they were hesitant to share their opinions when it was different from the rest of the team. So, and they were really, underlying that, they were really afraid of just looking stupid. So by sharing their goals and identifying strategies to promote individual growth at the beginning of the term in the charter, they were able to build trust amongst themselves and they felt more comfortable to practice speaking up during their team meetings.
And just to add to what Michelle is saying, the benefits of a team charter go beyond these contractual elements of the contract or charter itself and help the students navigate these complexities of teamwork, and which Michelle's mentioned already, you know, such as task management, social loafing or dominating members. I have seen team charters used in a wide range of disciplines, and the benefits always go beyond sort of the knowledge of the course or learning, simply learning the course content. This charter forms the foundations and of professional skills such as leadership, collaboration, problem solving, listening, and engaging in difficult conversations. Also being very transparent with students as to the purpose of the team charter is really important for the instructor to do, because that explains that these skills are essential to their professional practice and it helps with student buying into the process of the team project and using a team charter.
And I can see a lot of benefits when your graduates move into the practice setting with just the skills that they've developed through this process. Now I want to know, what are benefits for instructors?
Well, when Megan and I used the team charter, we spent less time resolving problems for students and found that the team charter was an effective method for coaching students through their own difficult conversations and managing conflict with their peers. So it was satisfying to actually see students develop their own leadership skills and to see those in action. Initially, we had 34 teams in our courses that we were working with, and only 3 out of those 34 teams required instructor assistance with team dynamics. So while the other teams commented that they successfully resolved concerns by referring back to the agreements and processes that they identified in their team charter. So we were very excited to see, again, students practice their leadership skills and gain confidence in working in effective teams. And ultimately, they were successful in completing the course requirements as well.
Right. Teamwork can also be a daunting experience for instructors, and a charter is one tool that can help with transparency and setting expectations. I remember that students are drafting their own team charter in this case. And in this case, the instructors acted more as a coach or a facilitator, helping students through the process. And this is also a shift for instructor and their instructor role, which can be uncomfortable. And I can speak from my experience as well in doing this, is like trying out new teaching and learning strategies if you haven't done them before. And this is one tool that can help the instructor be, you know, more confident in the process that they're using. And you can also predict some of the challenges that might come with teamwork. One other thing for instructors is that you need to know how to ask good, reflective, guiding questions and let students struggle. And that can be, just letting students figure out things for themselves as they become more self-directed learners. And I know in many cases, instructors tell their students who are using charters is like, what have you done for yourselves to figure out this challenge that you're faced with before you come and talk to me? And that was one thing that Michelle and Megan did in this course for sure. Teamwork in general is also a learning experience for students. And by reflecting on learning from that experience, they're able to transfer their learning to new and novel situations, such as working in teams in the workplace or other courses.
I can really see how this could be used even for groups of faculty working on projects. I had made a note, I love the term social loafing. I had never heard that before, but I could see a team charter being used for a group of faculty who were trying to do a report or an accreditation self-study or a manuscript. So I appreciate those benefits for instructors as well. If I wanted to start a team charter in my course, what kind of suggestions would you give me to implement a charter in my course?
That's a great question. And it's also a common question that I get from instructors. One of the key things to do when you're implementing a team project or a group work and using a team charter is to ensure that when you're looking at your overall course design is connecting all the elements together. So when integrating team projects, have related course learning outcomes in your course outline and connect that back to the team charter to and the purpose of the project. So when I say, let me talk about some other things first, but teamwork needs to be integrated into the course design. And Michelle already talked about, on very early in the course, giving students time to work through their team charter. So giving that time in class for students is really important. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but it has to be enough time for students in their teams to get to know each other, to gel the team, but also to be able to make progress towards accomplishing the group or the team task, such as creating that team charter. You can also use time throughout the semester as well to let students revisit the charter and bring it out and actually use it and to see how they're progressing and the process that they're using. Just remember that team charter is only one tool, and providing class time, linking everything together from the course outline to the student assessments is important as well, because then students can see the path they're taking and why this team project is important to their learning.
Thanks, Patrick. And Patrick has touched a bit on this, but the shift from doing for students to coaching and empowering students to lead themselves was really significant for us. And at times we really needed to embrace the vulnerability and lean into the discomfort of doing something new. So allowing students to kind of struggle with some of those issues before just coming and getting the answer. And sometimes we actually didn't even know the answer because they chose projects that were of interest to them. So the ability to ask good, inquisitive questions was really important as well. Initially, we had students in teams of eight, and the students suggested that smaller team sizes may be helpful to coordinate schedules and determine roles and responsibilities. We also think that smaller teams may foster more individual participation, and there'd be less chance of that social loafing or kind of some of the other conflicts that might come up that people can avoid in larger groups. And then providing class time, Patrick spoke about this, and we actually found this to be important so that students could complete the team charter, revisit the team charter throughout the semester, and that this would promote more discussion and reflection on team functioning. And I think the other really important component of giving them time is that it recognizes that we actually value this activity, that this isn't something that we're just kind of offloading to doing in their own time. And so when we emphasize the importance of this by giving them time, we also got more buy-in. And I think lastly, having a mechanism for students to provide feedback for team members may also increase the individual team members' commitment to achieve their personal leadership goals and support other team members to attain their goals.
A lot of our listeners teach online, but I've been taking notes, and I think all the recommendations, the benefits, et cetera, could easily be implemented in an online course. So I appreciate the adaptability there is of this team charter process for courses, regardless of the way that they're delivered. Thank you so much for sharing these valuable ideas about team charters and how we can use those in our courses. This ends the podcast.